USA News, I'm Laura Winters. New this Sunday morning, we learn U.S. Marines have been killed near Sydney, Australia. Correspondent Jim Forbes with the very latest.
Northern Territory Police say the Marines were injured when their helicopter crashed early Sunday on some remote islands north of Darwin. Police say five Marines have been transported to Darwin so far, and efforts are underway to remove all the injured. The chief minister says some of them are critically injured, and one was sent to the operating room. The Defense Department has not commented yet on the incident.
To Jacksonville, Florida, where three people have been killed in a racially motivated shooting.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is calling the Jacksonville shooting a cowardly act. Three black people were killed in a shooting at a Dollar General store in Jacksonville that's being described as racially motivated. Jacksonville Sheriff T.K. Waters said the shooter sent a manifesto to law enforcement, media, and his parents that detailed racial hatred before the shooting. He eventually killed himself. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
Turning now to the weather, meteorologists say Franklin may become the first major hurricane of the Atlantic hurricane season.
Forecasters at the National Hurricane Center say Franklin has strengthened into a Category 1 hurricane in the Atlantic on Saturday. The storm is expected to begin impacting Bermuda by Sunday night. The National Hurricane Center expects the storm to continue strengthening, and Hurricane Franklin could become a major hurricane early next week. Forecasters are monitoring another stormy area in the Caribbean Sea and could develop into a tropical system as soon as Sunday. That system is expected to move toward the Gulf of Mexico, where it could form the Atlantic Ocean's 10th tropical system this year. I'm Stephanie DeLuca.
And Bob Barker from The Price is Right has passed away. He was 99 years old.
Help control the pet population. Have your pets spayed or neutered. Goodbye, everybody.
This is USA News.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
Hi folks, this is Wayne Allen Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com, for quite a while now. They're headquartered at Shiloh Ranch in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Projects purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're churning away vets who need help, and we can't let that happen. Please help support the Liberty Project.
In Las Vegas, Legionnaire's disease detected at two hotels. USA's John Schaefer with the very latest.
Caesar's Palace and the Orleans Hotel and Casino had guests test positive for the disease caused by Legionella bacterium. Recent testing didn't find Legionella bacteria at Caesar's Palace, but steps to notify exposed guests are ongoing. The Orleans Hotel and Casino had prior cases, conducted remediation, but a recent guest tested positive again with positive environmental samples. Legionnaire's disease is pneumonia from Legionella bacteria, usually contracted by breathing mist or ingesting contaminated water.
The latest now in USA Sports.
College football got underway with regular season games. Notre Dame defeated Navy 42-3 in Dublin, Ireland. Stateside, number 6 USC, all over San Jose State, 56-28. Caleb Williams shined with a 4-touchdown performance on 278 yards passing. In the NFL, Aaron Rodgers says he felt butterflies after his much-anticipated debut in the Jets' 32-24 win over the New York Giants. Rodgers played two series, threw a touchdown pass, and emerged unscathed in his first preseason action since 2018. In baseball, Los Angeles Angels right-hander Chase Silseth was transported to a hospital after being struck in the head on an unusual play during the fourth inning of Saturday night's victory over the New York Mets. I'm Seth Everett.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Wireless headphones. That'll be $200.
I'll use my Capital One Quicksilver card.
Now that's a hit. You used the Capital One Quicksilver card, which makes you the hero of every purchase. With Quicksilver, you earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase everywhere.
I wanted running music, but unlimited 1.5% cash back is pretty heroic.
Good instincts. Every hero needs a theme song. The Capital One Quicksilver card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.